Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Emma Bronning, who is a senior solicitor specialising in family law at the firm. Today she is going to talk about divorce, particularly between couples who run a business and are concerned about the impact of their separation on their business and vice versa. Emma.
Hello, thank you for seeing me today. I thought it was really a good time to start talking about divorce, and particularly for business owners, because it does come with its own set of problems. For any couple facing a separation or divorce, the hurt and the anguish that that causes and the uncertainty about the financial future for the whole family is obviously a real worry. But when a business is thrown into a mix, that uncertainty is heightened. People are worried as to whether they're going to have to try and get money out of the business to help fund their divorce. They're concerned whether the business can continue. Sometimes both parties of the marriage work at the business, and there's concern as to whether that can continue. There's tax implications for the family. And generally, people are concerned as to whether they're going to see their income plummet, either because they can't concentrate and focus on the business, or because one of the parties will be leaving the business and they generate some of the income.
So what's the first step?
The first step, I think, is to find the right solicitor. Have a look around the websites for local law firms. At Birkett Long, we are recognised as family law experts, and we have 7 family law specialists based at Birkett Long. Once you have found somebody that you feel you can work with and trust and has the right level of experience, give them a call. At Birkett Long, all our direct dials are listed on our website, and we're more than happy to talk to you in order that you can get a flavour as to whether you feel that we will be right for you.
What do you need to arm yourself with when you first meet your solicitor?
Make sure you know as many of the facts that are as easily to hand to you. We're going to need to know the basics like names, addresses, dates of birth. If there is a limited company involved, details of that limited company, just the name even will be useful. And we can do company law searches in the background to see what's happening. If you're concerned that your husband or wife might be a company director, let us know. And again, we can do a director search. If you've got them, the company accounts and details of the company setup will be useful. But if you haven't, don't worry too much, because we can speak to the company accountant and research generally to get the information that we need.
How much forensic type of work do you do in processes like this?
Very much depends on the circumstances. We do involve the company accountants when we need to, and we can involve individual accountants either to look at the company or the business to see whether or not there are any assets that we can free up if we need to do so, and to double check that we fully understand the company's position and the director's loan accounts if there is one, to make sure that we have all of the facts. A prime example of this is a case that was decided last year. Mr. and Mrs. Prest were getting divorced, and Mr. Prest said that his company was not his main asset as such. Anything in the company belonged to the company itself and not to him. Mrs. Prest said that they were millionaires. When they first went to court, the judge said that Mr. Prest was worth $37.5 million and ordered that some of the properties owned by his company were transferred to the wife. The husband and his companies appealed that decision, and the judges then said, no, the properties don't belong to the husband, they belong to his company and can't be freed up. It went to court again to the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in England and Wales. And in that court, the judges decided that yes, there was a way that they could free up some properties from the company. Throughout the case, the concern was that they felt Mr. Prest was a wholly unreliable witness. They were concerned that the company and the company's directors, accountants weren't giving the information the court were looking for. And that went against Mr. Prest and the company in the end. And so it's really important that we do understand everything. And it's really important to cooperate wherever you can with the information that's being requested. If not, it can backfire.
What about international law? I mean, do you get involved in matrimonial issues that involve international companies at all?
We can do. We mainly need the information. And so if there are companies that are registered abroad for tax reasons, what we'll be doing is looking to see whether there are any specialists for the companies in that particular country who can assist us and give us the information we need that we can pass on to the court to fairly work out how assets should be divided.
Now, I know every case is different, but typically, in your experience, how long do these kind of cases take to resolve?
Very much depends on the circumstances. Some people come and see us and all the information is there. Everything is clear from the face of the paperwork and the parties are able to discuss matters directly through solicitors, through mediation, through a process called collaborative law, where we have a series of roundtable meetings with the parties and their solicitors, and we can resolve matters within perhaps 6 months. In other cases, there's a lot of information that's missing. We have to involve the courts to get that information, and there can be numerous court hearings, and that can take a couple of years. And so it very much depends on the information that's available and how easily we can reach a sensible settlement for everybody.
And lastly, Emma, what would you say to couples who are about to go down this route?
I would suggest they speak to a solicitor sooner rather than later. Don't bury your head in the sand. I appreciate how hurt, how difficult it is, how frightening it is to come through our doors. But give us a call. We can talk to you on the phone, as I said at the beginning, and you can then ascertain whether you think we can help. As I've said, our direct dials are on the websites. My number is 01245 453 846.
Thank you, Emma.